Hello?
Hi, is this James?
Yes, it is. Is this Samantha?
Yes. Hi, James. How are you?
I'm not bad for an old person.
Okay. I hope you're doing good.
I'm having a day.
Okay.
So how are you?
I'm doing great. Just super busy handling the rest of the cases. Okay, so I had a detailed discussion with your team, and from what I could understand, it is such a small thing, James. They just got stuck on one of the comments or feedback that you provided, that your readers require some kind of simplicity, and you do not want to overdo the manuscript or something like that. Now, they got so scared that they did not make any major changes to the manuscript because they were just afraid that it might just, you know, lose your readers, because you know what is required. You know the simplicity that you're talking about? There's a certain kind of simplicity that you wanted in your manuscript to possess. And that's the reason why they did not make any major edits or restructuring of the tense, of the entire content, you know, in terms of developing that restructuring, or they did not touch the transition at all. So I was like, I mean, you guys provided such an excellent editorial report. You could have went ahead and shown him at least something, some suggestions implemented, you know, of what you were talking about in the editorial report. Because from what it seems at this point of time, it seems like nothing has been done on the manuscript. So they actually sent that detailed correspondence that I forwarded to you. And after that, they are willing to go ahead and get this sorted out. The overall deadline that they have committed, it is for 30 working days. All right. Now, I needed to know from your end if you are flexible to actually allow them to do some restructuring of the content in the manuscript. And, of course, it's going to be sent to you. Nothing will be finalized. It will be sent to you for a glimpse, and then you can provide your comment on that. What do you think?
I think that would be, we're talking about editing, but prior to it being accepted, it would be sent to me?
Yes.
And I would have to, but I would not be eliminating their creativity as to how they would view it would be a better product if they were allowed to do certain things.
Well, that is what they were afraid of. They weren't willing to go the extra mile or make any major changes because they were afraid that it's going to get rejected. So I made them understand that it's something that they're proposing. Of course, it can go any way, right? Either you will approve it or you will reject it. But at least we will have the room to look into the creativity that they will be doing. If you don't like it, then it goes back to the original. Simple.
Okay, before we get into that, can we get past one issue that is really vexing me, and that is how many $1,000 payments do you have, and how much do I owe, and
okay.
Why do I owe that?
Okay, I have actually sent you a detailed message today of that. Did you get a chance to review that?
I saw that, and I still have no validation that you have two $1,000 payments.
I actually gave you the entire breakdown on our last call, but let's go over it again, okay? Now, if you look at the basic package, that was for $2,000 altogether, and you made one payment of $1,000 upfront, and then we initiated the package, which includes, I'm also listing out the services, okay? The complete $2,000 amount was for the following services: full evaluation review, line editing, along with developmental editing, formatting as per the publishing standards, adjusting the layout as per the criteria, book cover, publishing on three platforms and in two formats, which is Amazon, KDP, and Barnes & Noble, and the formats will be ebook and paperback. You got that?
I thought that. My question is, how many payments?
Two payments. I'm walking you through step by step. So you paid $1,000 for this package. We started doing the evaluation and the edits for you. In the meanwhile, Janice came in and she asked you for the amount to go for copyrights, ISBN, and barcode. That is when you cleared up the remaining installment, which was for $1,000. So we have two $1,000 payments so far. That means the payment for the initial package, that is completed. You with me?
Okay. Now, what is the payment of $1,400 for barcode and ISBN?
Yes.
What's that about?
Okay. Now, that was the additional amount that Janice was discussing with you in order to proceed with the copyright bundle. The total amount that she quoted to you was 1500 and something. Let me get the exact amount. Just give me a quick moment. Let's pull that up. Yeah, it was 1549, okay? Now, that was the total amount, but she gave you two options. The first option was if you go for a one-shot payment, that means if you want to clear out the entire payment at once, you get a discount on that. So instead of paying $1,549, you're paying $1,149 in total. That's it. The second option is the installment plan. If you're going for an installment plan, then the discounted price will come down to, let's find that, $13.49. And the installments will be divided as follows, which is $6.75 each. So there will be two installments of $6.75 if you decide to break up the payment. You got that?
Okay. I got that, but I am curious about something.
Mm-hmm.
A copyright fee,
mm-hmm,
with the Library of Congress, mm-hmm, is $65.
Mm-hmm. For the entire manuscript and the book cover, along with barcodes and worldwide recognized ISBN, I don't believe,
yes,
it's $55.
Yes. $65. Or $95 if I want a $65 if it's a electronic. $95 if I get a hard paper copy. For the ISBN, it's $125.
Okay. And you're getting these payment plans from where? Somewhere online?
From the site that are responsible for that.
And which site is
from,
that?
From the Library of Congress for the copyright.
Library of Congress is not responsible for the copyrights. And if you're getting that much amount, this is certainly a scam. It can be that low. I'm telling you that up front. But if you're confident that you want to go that route, go ahead and do that. You don't need to pay us. But I'm telling you, it's a risk if you're going for that. I don't know what kind of ISBNs they are providing. I mean, you can get the ISBNs for free as well. But what is the assurance or guarantee that they will work, you know, in terms of going worldwide?
We're talking about the library, U.S. Library of Congress for, it's an online application. You identify the document that you want the copyright for, and
okay,
you fill in the other necessary information, and it will process it.
Okay. So tell me something. Let me list out the things to you, and you can give me a total amount that you're getting the quotation for, okay? If you're buying two worldwide recognized ISBNs along with two barcodes, copyright of the manuscript and the book cover, along with patent to the Library of Congress, these are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things that I'm talking about. What is the total quotation you're getting from there?
First off, the barcode does not go through the Library of Congress. That is a private sector device. But anyway, the total amount is less than $200.
Okay.
The total amount.
Okay.
You got I got attorney fees and a whole bunch of other stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it, and I have been.
Okay, then, James, go ahead and do that. See, we've been doing this for our customers for a very long time now. We have an inside man in the United States Patent and Trademark Office. That's why I kept asking you, what is the place, the actual name of the website where you're getting this from?
The sixth book that I have done, I have never run into this. And there were four different publishers. I have never run into charges for copyright and ISBN.
Okay. Let's end this conversation here, James. If you're comfortable proceeding with them, I just want to make sure that you're not getting scammed, okay? This is something that we do to help our customers out, and it's not about the money at all. Drop the cost that I'm talking about. So you will provide us two ISBNs along with two barcodes, along with copyrights of the manuscript and the book cover, at least these four things, okay, once we are in the publication phase. Sounds good? You don't have to pay anything additional.
Okay, repeat that again.
Okay. Let me know once you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Two worldwide recognized ISBNs.
Okay.
Number two, we will be needing two barcodes, one for each ISBN.
Why two? Why do you need two?
Because your book is going to be published on Amazon and Barnes & Noble as a paperback. And each one of those paperback barcode or ISBN is going to be separate from the other. That's why two.
That is not my understanding. But anyway. Okay, tell me what it is that you're going to provide me again.
Okay, I'm still not done with what I need from you. So should I skip this and go back to the services we are providing, or do you want to complete this?
The absolute problem that I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
When I signed on to this, I was so excited. I was absolutely enthused. And when I got the editorial reply, I was even more excited and enthused. And then all of it came apart when there were all of these different charges that I had not seen in 12 years of doing books.
ISBN and copyrights, James, this is the basic stuff. So you're saying that you did not pay for the – I'm sorry, go ahead.
All of my books have that. I never was involved in that. And it was all for a fixed price.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the total fixed price includes, as a matter of fact, what you are offering me now, what you are saying that you're going to provide to me now is totally different than Phil Murphy? He outlined and I sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
It is what you're offering me now is far less than what was initially promised to me, and the whole transaction just went belly up for some strange reason after I had sent the last payment. And it is freaking me out. When I got the initial information from Phil, he had a list. The list I included in the information that I sent him. He had a list of everything that was going to be provided to me.
Mm-hmm.
That now has changed. Now on that list. For the 1995, on that list for the 1995, is totally different than what it is that you're offering me, but that's after I've paid.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just trying to figure out what it is that we're dealing with.
First of all,
you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you, James. First of
all,
let's drop the costing that we're talking about for the copyrights of the manuscript. I can clearly see that you're getting frustrated with the additional cost. It was something to help you out with, but I can see that you can very well take care of it on your own. So I was just saying, forget about that cost. You can provide us the ISBNs, the barcodes, and the copyright once we are in the publication phase. Now, let's go back to the services that is included in your contract, okay? I've given you a summary of those services. The verbiage might be a little different from what was written in the contract, but it is exactly the same as it was stated in the contract for you. For your reference, let me pull up the contract and I'll read out the exact verbiage. Will that help you out?
No, because I need to see it. I don't have any document. I have no documentation that shows that you have received the information except an email response.
What information are you talking about? Is that the? Are you referring to the paid invoice, or are you talking about the package that you took?
I'm talking about all of it. There is no way that I can track at midnight tonight. There is no way that I can track what it is that I am either getting, what it is that I can expect, when it is I am supposed to respond, and what my response should be, because I get emails. I get emails that say, hope you're doing well. I'm waiting for your response. As I told you, I have a voucher, da, 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 da. That's the total documentation that I have.
So you got
no
paid receipts. You got no contract sent to you whatsoever. Is that what you're telling me?
I have not received a contract saying that there are anything what services I am supposed to be getting.
Okay. All right, then. Let me place you on a brief hold, James. This is a very critical thing that you have highlighted to me. And there's no way possible in this entire world that people are just processing your payments and you don't even have a documentation against that. So let me just dig up my files here, and I should be able to come up with something solid, okay? That way you will have a record of it too. Give me a minute, please, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. thank you very much for being online, James. Are you there?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So I actually found the two paid receipts that I'm going to share with you when we are done with the call. But I do not see the contract anywhere in my system. And Philip is not available today, so I could not access his system without him being there. So I have left him a message.
I will email to you a copy of the agreement, which is what I came into this process for, dated the 27th of February at 12:55 from Phil Morgan. And in it, as an example, it has ISBN barcode. Once the book once done, the book will be published on these additional platforms: Amazon, Barnes Noble, Kobo, Powell's Book, Apple Book, Google Book, Chapter, and Goodreads.
This is excellent. I mean, if you can share this
exactly.
with me, and if I validate that, then your entire concern is resolved. If everything is included, then there's no issue whatsoever. Can you send that to me immediately after we hang up, or if you can forward it to me right now?
I can send it to you right now. Give me
Perfect.
Your email address.
Okay,
hold
my email address is...
Hold on. Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
All right. It's going to be Samantha. That is, let me spell it out phonetically for you. S as in Sierra, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, A as in Alpha, N as in November, T as in Tango, H as in Harry, A as in Alpha. That's Samantha dot Hayes. That will be H as in Harry, A as in Alpha, Y as in Yankee, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, or Sam, at penguinbookwriters.com. Did you get that?
At Penguin Book
Writers
W-R-I-T-E-R-S.
Yes. .com.
Okay. I have Samantha Hayes. Samantha dot Hayes at Penguin. P-I-N-G-U-I-N book. Or is it book with an S?
No, it's book without an S. And Penguin is P-E-N-G-U-I-N.
P-E-N-G-U-I-N. It was just how I have that. Okay.
All small letters, lowercase, and there are no spaces.
Right. You should have that in about 2 minutes.
Let me refresh my system. You sent it, right?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a brief moment. Let me refresh my system. And nope, it is refreshing right now. Let's see. Okay, I got something over here. Okay. The package that we are looking at, the costing for that is $3,990. That's not the
right.
package that you signed up for. You signed up for a 2,000 package. Is there anything else?
Hold on a minute. Yes.
Sure.
I am going to send you now. Samantha Hayes, the Penguin Books. I am going to send you now.
Yes, I was just
going to
check my name.
What what was agreed to. Hold on a minute.
Sure.
And how that was going to be paid for. Bear with me.
Is it sent?
No, I'm sending it now.
Sure.
You should have it in a second. Okay. Got it?
Okay, I got something now. Let's see. Okay, allow all of us to turn their dreams into reality by seeking help from the company to fund up to 2,000 sponsored amounts. This program is an exclusive program available for only existing authors and retired veterans. Okay, so that is in regards to the 2,000 amount, but did he confirm that this is the package that you guys made a deal on? Was this the only package sent to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then. James, I'm going to need at least 24 hours to confirm this with Philip and the contract that we have on file with us. I'll have to check with the administration in regards to the contract, if there is any, since you are mentioning that you didn't receive any such contract apart from this in writing, correct?
I have not received anything other than the setup for the website, and it's the next and only thing that I have been getting is email.
Okay.
I have not a clue as to how to get to the business office side mm-hmm. of the house. I have not a clue as to why there were changes.
Okay.
So what I have given you, is, mm-hmm. and I can also send you the editor review of the book.
I have that. I have the editorial review, so that is good to go. I just need to confirm that if this is the package that you bought from us in the amount of $2,000, then this is what we are going to honor. As far as I know, the information that I got was just for two publication platforms along with the other stuff that I've mentioned to you in my written email that I sent you, you know, earlier today. But if this is the scenario, then everything is sorted out, James. All you need to do is copyright the book on your end. ISBN and barcodes are already included in the package if this is the package we are looking at. Okay, so give me 24 hours. By tomorrow, I'm going to call you back and clarify this. And one more thing, I'm going to send you the paid invoice of both the amounts that you have given to us so far. So in total, you have paid $2,000.
Right. But do you understand, if in fact the information that I sent you is true, mm-hmm. do you understand why I'm perplexed?
Yes, of course, it would make sense because there is so much confusion, and of course, it makes sense for you to get skeptical on these kind of things. So just give me 24 hours to verify this. If this is the scenario and if this is the current package that you've signed up for, then of course we're going to honor that. You've got nothing else to provide for except for the copyrights, and that too you can, you know, get that done on your own. So it's all sorted.
Okay, and the other thing, mm-hmm. the editor, when I was asked the question, when I received the first chapter edit, and I was asked the question, about how would I proceed. I deeply regret the fact what I said was absolutely true. I sent out a copy of that manuscript to several people around me to take a look at the manuscript and to give me feedback on it.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them gave the feedback that they gave, and which was absolutely correct, because your editor said the exact same thing. Everyone said if what I wrote, even though they got the necessary information, was too wordy. That was what I was trying to impart, but what I did not intend in trying to impart that was to take the creative structuring of your mm-hmm. staff from the book. That was not what I intended to do. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I was writing it for elementary school kids. It was just that what I was saying was, this is the audience that book would be is going to respond to, mm-hmm. and it from that the response that I keep getting is from that. Then the only thing we got to do is just clean up what it is that you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That was not my intention. I needed your creativity based on what it was that absolutely impressed me, that Phil mm-hmm. sent me, that absolutely impressed me as to how y'all view the book and how y'all are going to appreciate it.
Restructuring.
Not what the craziness that I said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I just felt that the editing team, when I spoke to them, they just felt that you were too critical, or you were too sensitive about anything being rephrased or changed. That's the reason why they did not go all in and change the things that they thought they should. They just gave it some leverage, and that's where I think they lost you, basically. So I told them that you were anticipating something like that to come up, but you didn't get to see any of that. And I'm sure that you're an author. You can understand how creativity works, and if they're trying to go all in and they're trying to improve the manuscript, if it's something substantial, something that you can live with, something that improves the manuscript, then why not? Why won't you accept that, right?
I am begging you. I think we are getting ready to get over the all day long. I was sitting up there thinking to myself, I would walk away from that $2,000. That's where I was today. I had reached the point of frustration where mm-hmm. I was saying I would walk away from the $2,000. What I am saying is your creative staff.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, under any circumstances, what I said was ill-sounded. I did not, under any circumstances, want it to eliminate, reduce, or change the creativeness of your staff. This is the last opportunity I have before I die.
Mm-hmm.
I just need you to do the best that you can based on the information that you gave me,
mm-hmm.
at the price that you gave me, mm-hmm. for the services that you promised me. That's all
of
I'm
course.
Trying to do.
Of course. And you're not asking for too much, I believe. The team is just expecting you to review the work with an open mind, I guess. The creativity or the restructuring that they're going to work on, they just want you to review that with an open mind. And if it's something that you do not like, you can just tell them straight up that, you know what, I do not like these changes that you made. You both can agree to disagree as well, and then we can move on, all right? But at least see the work that they want to do for the manuscript.
Tell them to do what they want to do, whatever it is that they creatively want to do, sell it to me. When I get it, I want to read it and sit back with tears in my eyes because mm-hmm. I enjoy it so much. I don't want to be in there making changes on a daily. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have never done that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The final product was the product of the creative producers of the four companies that I've done.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I don't want to get into that. I really don't. Just tell them to be creative and sell the book.
Mm-hmm. I got it. Don't worry about this. And James, please do not stress about it. I'm telling you I'm taking care of it. That means I am. And you got nothing to worry about. Let me get back to you tomorrow. Have this discussion with the editing team. Clear out the issues with your contract. And then we can have this final discussion and you know, move on. Okay?
Okay. What is, right now, it is, what's a good time for you? It is 6:30 here mm-hmm. on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. What is a good time for me to expect a call from you?
6 o'clock tomorrow. Right. Would that work for you? 6 o'clock your time.
This time tomorrow.
Okay. Let's do 6:30.
Around about.
Yep. Would that work for you?
Around about. You don't know how happy you make me. I have a whole bunch of stuff that I can do, and I can be back in here sitting watching the phone. I am so sorry to put you through what I have put you through.
It's okay, James.
I
just want to make sure that, you know, the reason what you came with in terms of having the services delivered, I just want to make sure that we make this work for you and for us and have a long-term relationship, you know. It's not about the money that I'm worried about, James. I'm worried about retaining you as a customer. You matter to us, especially for me. You know, ever since I started talking to you, I know what kind of a person you are. You get that, you know, you get that impression. You have those instincts. And I know you're a wonderful person. You're just trying to sort things out. And I really want to help you out with this, James. And I don't want you to stress, okay? Just relax and don't think about anything until we speak tomorrow. Can you do that for me?
That'll be fine. I will be here with cookies in my hand waiting for you to call me.
Okay. All right, James. I hope
my goddaughter's, my most special goddaughter's name is Samantha.
Oh, that is wonderful. See, we can actually establish a good, healthy relationship, James, and I tend to befriend people very quickly. So I'm going to try my best, James, to make this work for you, okay? And you've got nothing to stress about, okay?
Okay. I'll be expecting to hear from you tomorrow around this time.
Yes. You have yourself a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time, James. I will get back to you with the contract.
I will be looking forward to it. Thank you so very much.
No worries.
Thank you for being with
Of course. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.